Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Slight Edge Advantage. I'm your host, Jeremy Torsk, and on this show, we talk about those little things that get you ahead in life. And whether you're in business or just at a job or just trying to get along in relationships, my guest today, her Slight Edge Advantage is pretty unique I should say not unique. It's very common to a lot of people, people that were in past relationships that were not healthy, people who had faced huge adversities, and people who choose not to keep that victim mentality is a humongous advantage. And my guest today is going to talk to us a little bit about that and a lot more about what she's doing today, focusing on her work and in helping people get insurance coverage that they need for their families. It's just a huge advantage, and I'm very happy to have Christine Kiefer. So let's do the intro and let's get it on the road. Today's guest on the Slight Edge Advantage is the CEO and founder of Kiefer Insurance. Coming from a fitness career, Christine always felt that your biggest asset is your health and living as fit as possible so you can function optimally, both physically and mentally. When she shifted into the health insurance space, it was a natural progression. Except now, she has a bigger impact to help and protect your health. She's very good at taking time each year to stay up to date with education, learning from mentors and leaders, so she can offer the best solutions to her clients at an affordable rate. She's a master at bundling and building plans that take care of her clients' needs and budgets. But it doesn't stop there. When her clients run into issues, she stays with them and assisting them through claims, working with providers, and ensuring they are taken care of the best possible way. Please welcome my guest, Christine Kiefer. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me today, Jeremy. I'm very happy to be here and honored.
Well, you know what? You and I have been doing some business together for about a year, a little over a year now. We met through a local business networking international group, BNI, down here. Go Business Warriors! Yeah. We really the best thing about that group is it's got like the giver's gain mentality, and you really did show right off the bat when you joined the group that you have a heart for giving. And so, where does that come from? Because I know we talked a little bit about your past. I'd like to start back there. You had a lot of adversity growing up Philadelphia, was it? New Jersey?
Well, I actually grew up in New Jersey. I guess it would be the Philadelphia area because it was South New Jersey. So I grew up in like the Washington Township, Deptford area. I lived in that area until I was about 18. And then I moved from that area because there was a lot of things that I went through with my family. When I have a mother that was battling addiction and her own mental health and was very abusive, I mean, it was a lot to endure. I mean, I had an amazing family life on my father's side of the family, you know, so that I think that gave me that balance. I was always able to see through the looking glass, like, this is one way and this is the other. And my father used to say to me from a young age, he would say, you know, look at the trajectory of my life or your mother's life. And you know, that's how you base your opinion on what you're going to follow and how you want to live.
You know, that is, you get the wall of fire there. You know, you had two perspectives and both parents probably loved you a lot, but one was not healthy. And one said, hey, take a look. It's your choice. Most people go down that same road. Most people repeat the history of their parents. You've got a choice because you kind of have both options. So that's pretty unique and special.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I never meant it to be as a negative towards my mother because I know she loves me and how she's capable of, you know, but she would always try to give me advice and I would just think to myself, well, okay, we know not to do that, you know, and I didn't mean, but, and then some things, you know, I did learn certain things from my mother. I don't want to take things away from her and her positives, you know,
Well, you probably get a lot of tenacity because I know from firsthand, addiction breeds a lot of tenacity because you put yourself in a hole every single day, and when you see your parents fighting out of that hole, you know it does breed a certain tenacity in you.
Well, you know, it's also I was the oldest sibling, and I was the the gatekeeper, basically. You know, I had to protect my sister. I got up and made sure she went to school. I made sure, you know, a lot of things.
That's good.
So I was like, you know, the mom in the house for the longest time. You know, I remember my mom and my stepfather, they were wild. I mean, they had wild parties at the house. And I would literally be the person at the door going, no, you cannot come in. There's no more room in this house. We're going to
bed.
I was like, they always told me I was, you know.
You're the matriarch. I was a patriarch.
Yeah.
From a very young age. Yeah. We were shameless.
I was very athletic and I had that athleticism. I guess I was born with it, you know, and my dad always played sports. He played softball leagues and I used to go with him and he played all kinds of different, he's still golfing at 74 years old. God bless him.
Oh yeah. Nice.
You know, but he plays on golf leagues. So he's right now he's in his like his championships and he calls me, I won this week. You know, he's so cute. So he always did that with me. And the other thing that my father did, you know, when he realized I was athletic as I was, when I went to try out for softball, I went to play softball and he takes me shopping. And I'm like, okay, I'm looking at the silver bats like everybody else has. He comes out with this gold bat. I'm like, Dad, nobody else has a gold bat. He's like, I know. It's okay. It's good. And then he got me black shoes and a black glove. And I'm like, everybody else has a white glove, a brown glove. What are we doing? And he said, because you are not like everyone else. You are special. You're going to stand out. And I was an MVP. I hit home runs all the time. I excelled. You know, but that, him doing that to me and always making me not follow a crowd, always showing me to stand out and it's okay to be different because it's better that way. Yes. And that followed me my whole life, you know? And then when I trained martial arts, I was a teenager and that gave me another self-discipline. And those disciplines have followed my entire life. And fitness was something that when I got into that, you know, I had my daughter, I was 18 and her father wound up being just like my mother. I mean, they partied together. So I went from the frying pan to the fire.
Yeah.
For me, fitness was my escape. It was my way for me to stand up. It empowered me every single day. I would do Tai Bo in my living room and I would be trying to get out of this situation with her dad. And I would say to myself, and I would listen and Billy Black's literally going, you can do anything. You do this, you can do anything. And I would repeat that over and over in my head. And I did, I got up, I walked away. She was only 3 years old. I worked in nightclubs in Philadelphia. I did things I didn't want to do, you know, at the time, but I said, you know what, I had to do it, changed my life. But personal development, growth, and following my career as long as and hard as I possibly could and always just rising above it.
That's right. Yeah. And so that's the whole thing is you've seen it, you know where it was going to lead, but then watching yourself, it could have just gone down that road in perpetuity because, you know, I don't know why we're wired that way to kind of repeat after our parents' bad habits. And
unfortunately, my sister did go down.
I know. I was going to ask, I was going to say, I know you have a sibling because you mentioned it before, but also we know each other personally. And I have also my sister and I had a brother and my sister's husband, Rick, they both shot themselves. My brother Wesley and Rick both committed suicide. My sister, she had, you know, a life that I wouldn't have chosen. It is a great life. I mean, for her, she's doing great in her life. But we just had different aspirations after, you know, we got into our 20s. Luckily, neither one of us really went down the rabbit hole of the drugs and the alcohol. My brother did and Rick did. But man, it's just, we put ourselves in these situations time and time again with these abusive relationships. I think I was the one that got furthest away from it the fastest. My sister took her a lot longer, you know, I mean, she battled for years and years and years with Rick. They have kids together and luckily, I'm very close with them, but I see it repeat itself over and over and over again. And it's not that hard to really change it. It's all right here. It's a choice and it's as simple as that. And it's not easy, but it's simple. It is a choice.
You have to make those non-negotiables for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and I had these women that would always attack me and be like, they would tell me I was selfish because I took that, you know, my work, my time. That was,
you're, I don't, goddamn right, I'm selfish.
You know what I mean? Like, this is what I'm doing for my life. I still get that to this day because I'm in Florida and I still chase my dreams and my goals. And they're like, oh, you left. But now coming full circle, my sister is doing a lot better. My mom has no choice but to be sober, you know, and my sister had to move in with my mom. My mom now has cancer and my sister has to be there to help her. So they are helping
her. She's very lucky.
So, you know, God, if you believe in that higher power, brought them together full circle right now for a reason in their life, you know, and I stay here and I try and help and I just always, you know, reach out when I can and do the things I can when they allow me, because they do keep me, they keep me very distant.
You're probably better off for that. A lot of times that's better because now it's not your fault, you know, and it's probably healthier to have that arm.
And then I take it as I need to be successful. I need to have a certain kind of life. I have nieces. I have a daughter. I have a grandson. You know, I need for them to see me be that and them say, oh, that's what I want to aspire to be like. Or, you know, when I lead into the youth and I try to be that person for them and their strength. And that's how I feel as though I need to be. But it's, you know, it was an interesting dynamic. But now,
You wouldn't have chosen it, but I don't regret being brought up the way I did. How about yourself? Do you kind of have a thing in yourself, I wouldn't be me if it wasn't for that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The journey is the journey. It has full of challenges. It's full of adversities. And you always have two ways to look at every single thing in life. I don't care. You could wake up today and it's sunny and beautiful outside and you have two ways to look at it. It's an absolutely amazing day. And it's another day to achieve my goals. Or, oh my God, I got to get up and I have to work today because it's a Wednesday. You know, I always chose to look at the positive side, to follow that. And I've done a lot of deep personal development work, and I continue to do that work in order to achieve those things, you know.
But you don't get out of that without having to do the work.
No, not at all.
I mean, like I said, it is not simple, or it's not easy, but it is simple. And these choices that you make to do the work and to get yourself away physically from spatially away and also emotionally away, and then putting that work in is hard, but it is a very simple choice. You know,
it is a choice. And you and I both chose the choice of not to fall into that victim mentality. And I'm sure you see it too with those people that have those addictions and have those problems, you know, and you just want to grab them and say, all you have to do is come and think this way. You constantly are thinking that they're a victim, that this is happening to them and everybody's going after them and this and this and that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a constant victim mentality. But, you know, what you need to realize is you're really not that important to the rest of the world. You know, it's all up to you.
Oh, that's funny. You're really not all that or a bag of chips.
I mean, if you really want to break it down, you know,
you're special, just like everyone else.
But to give back, if we, you know, going through everything that I've gone through and overcoming that, if I don't give back in the ways that I can give back and try and help other people or share my story, which I didn't for the longest time because I was always afraid of how they always tell me I'm the selfish ones. But in my opinion, they're very selfish. They've never done the thing.
We are all selfish.
But they do the things not to become better. They don't. They attack me. Hey, you're going to live the way you live. I don't judge you. You are what you are. I'll keep you.
That's right.
You know,
but you're not going to benefit from all my hard work too. You know, I mean, not when you're in that state.
Because takers will always take. Givers have to take.
That's right. And so I think we're both selfish. Selfish isn't the point. Are you healthy or are you sick? You know.
Yeah.
And so are you giving or are you taking? You said it perfectly. So let's get into today. How do you help people now? How do you make the transition? And what did that look like? What was it that spoke to you and said, you know, I'm going to get, was it having the child? Was it the fitness got just too much to keep that routine up or what? What was that transition?
No, fitness I keep up every single day. That's a non-negotiable for me. I love it. And I do still have some clients that I work with, you know, and I'm very choosy on my clients now, and they are, you know, I hate to say higher end, but they're people that are going to put the work in and they do look like a CEO of a company or the CFO of a huge corporation, or, you know, I have people that are, you know, entrepreneurs, because they value that time, they value my expertise, and they know what I'm bringing to the table. I've worked with, you know, a plethora of clients in all different, you know, walks of life and all different adversities that they're overcoming. And I've helped people through cancers, breast cancers, rebuilding, all kinds of stuff. And if they're not willing to put the work in, then, you know, why am I giving them much of what my knowledge is? I've been doing this for 30 years. I could, you know, I could help people on that. And what I've truly learned over those years is mindset is everything. And if you can't get to those people's mindset, if you can't help them with that mindset, it's never going, you're never going to reach them. Right. They're always going to find a reason and they're going to blame you. So
how long does it take to find out if a person's got enough to go the distance with you as far as being your client?
To be honest, 3 sessions.
You know it that quickly.
Yeah. After all this time. Yeah. Because they're either making excuses or they're like, all right, I'm ready to put the work in and I'm here and I'm in it. You know, sometimes they might show that they'll stay in it for a while and then they kind of drop off, which that is more common, you know, but I have clients that have been with me for years.
I mean,
you know?
So then you get, so you transfer from that again, you pivot again and you get into it. Was it wanting to help more people? What did you see that spoke to you? That said, you need to be in the healthcare industry, insurance industry.
You only have so many hours in a day, and it's very hard. You know, you get things going, you have it rocking, you're doing really well, and then something will rip that rug out, and you lose your income. And you're not really creating long-term wealth in that kind of a situation. I've always tapped into different MLM companies. I've learned a lot of these kind of things. They were great training. I even utilized some for, like, products or whatever. But there was the concept of, you know, residual income. And my husband is in medical debt collections. So he's business development and, you know, the vice president of his company. And I would go with him to all the conferences. I'm around all the doctors, the ER doctors, the revenue cycle board. I hear the things about insurance. I hear all the different things that are going on. So I was really in that space with him. We've been doing that for almost 14 years together. When I was a personal trainer, I met one of our gentlemen in BNI, and he was actually property casualty insurance. And him and his partner would say to me, they're like, you're so much more than this. Like, we love you. You've helped us tremendously, but you know, you could do so much bigger things and still have this on the side because you deserve to have more. And I still think I was missing myself in some ways, you know? So when the pandemic happened, that seed had already been planted. And I'd been thinking about it. And I sat here and I said to my husband, I cannot sit here and do nothing. That will make me insane.
Yes.
What is actually, let's be realistic about how fast people are going to run right back in the gym and start training with people again. I mean, I had a couple of clients
that went
down the garage, but you know, I was like, this doesn't work for me. And I was getting older, you know, I'm like, I'm going to be 50 next year. So I was like, this doesn't work. So I said, you know, this health insurance thing, I see an opportunity here and I could take the license here. And I did, I had an opportunity and I jumped on it. I did the whole class, the whole course, and I got it all done within a month. I was able to do it from home. There was an office here in Boca and it was with US Health Advisors. And I started, not a bad company. And let me tell you, when I tell you they gave me boot camp and sales, which I didn't do anything like that in my life. They did, you know, but cold calling and sitting on their dialer, I wanted to gouge my eyes.
Yes.
Not my superpower. And then I quickly learned that their product wasn't really conducive for helping a lot of people. So now my now mentor, he reached out to me, and at the time I was helping my daughter. She battles addiction too, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So I was helping her get back on her feet through all this. And I said, you know, the situation that I have right now is not working. I see an opportunity here, and I put so much into this already. 9 months in, I don't want to give up. You know, I don't want to just, you know, I love personal training, but I don't really want to just go back to that. I really want to be propelling forward. So he was like, oh no, you can be an independent. And there are so many, you can have options to fit your client on what they need.
There's so much no reason better
for you to be a captive agent. If they had such a great product, why do you have to be captive? You should be able to write any product that you want, you know? So now I've gone down that rabbit hole and I've learned so much over the past several years. I just did more education and updating, you know, I made sure I'm ready for the new year for open enrollment. You know, I'm
fully and you've recently built a team, right?
Yes, I'm in the process of building a team. So I have built a warm market of referrals. You know, joining BNI, our group was absolutely amazing for me. They've been just integral in helping me bring that to the table. I also, working with US Health Advisors, I know to work with those agents. So I actually reach out to those agents.
Yeah.
and either they can't get things done through their underwriting, and I can help them and put money back in their pocket. And I work with them that way. And I also try to teach them, because they're not really being taught insurance. They're being taught to sell.
Yes.
Yeah. Really, they don't really learn insurance. So they reach to me and I give them resources. I give them money back. I try to help them. I give them advice. And then after, you know, some time, they come back to me and they're like, hey, I can't do this here anymore. What are you doing? Can I work with you?
Yeah. And that shows that your past experiences and the things that you put into people, and the more you put in and give, eventually that all comes back. It comes back. And when you, so a lot of times when you least expect it, especially if you're somebody like me who has a hard time asking for things, it's nice that sometimes things just pop up right when you need it. And it comes from maybe years, people that you've helped years ago and didn't even know that you helped them. I love that. I love when I hear from someone that says, you know, I saw this, or I heard that, or you one time did this, and I have no recollection of it, but it resonated with them and it stuck with them. And that's the kind of stuff that kind of fuels me for just going out every day and not knowing who you're going to touch. Makes me want to just get out there in front of more people.
Well, you know, the one thing that I'm struggling with, and this is insane to me, because the whole time I was personal training, I always, with my social media, posting positivity, coaching mindsets, you know, all my things, nutrition tips, fitness tips, and all that. Well, since I've been in health insurance, I kind of pulled away, I guess, because I was trying to reinvent myself or whatever. But that's still true to who I am and what I do. And I'm like, why don't I do that anymore? I used to do
that. You do both.
And people still reach out to me and say, you know, you've always been so positive. I miss some of the things you used to do. And I'm like, I need to put that out there.
You do. I mean, Alex Hermosi does 250 posts a week. You can do two a day. It's good.
You know, it all works together synergistically. And that's where, you know, now as I've evolved and I continue to evolve and grow, I want to build my platform out even stronger and wide, because I want to bring all these things together. And, you know, your health is your wealth. I can protect it. I can help you lead. Exactly, you know, if you're not healthy, you could have $100 million. You could be a billionaire. If you are not healthy and you are not living optimally, functioning in your life and feeling good internally, externally, mentally, you know, nothing else is good. I mean, you could be on your deathbed and all the money in the world can't save you.
That's
if you do not take care of yourself, you know, stress, smoking cigarettes, not eating good, not taking, you know, there's so many factors to that, in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly right. And I put up here on the screen how to reach out to you. It's kieferinsurance.net. And for those of you who are just listening, it's K-I-E-F-F-E-R insurance.net. And your email is christine@kieferinsurance.net.
Yeah.
So definitely reach out to Christine. So as we land the plane, so they say, what do you tell people is kind of coming up on re-enrollment? What would tell them that they need to talk to you? What is it about their plans? Where do you help people in the country? Because this is a national show.
I can help anybody in all 50 states. I have products, you know, I have different types of products. I have different things to suit needs. I can, you know, handle businesses. I can handle 100 employees. I can handle 200 employees.
Beautiful.
I can handle 5 employees. I can handle 1 employee, you know, if you're in solo. But if you have an insurance plan and you are unsure about anything about it, they have made them very difficult and they've changed it. Even if you're on the marketplace, a lot of people are in the marketplace and they think that everything is just black and white. It's really not. They're not even covering medications on some of those plans now, you know, so you do need somebody that's going to look at that. And the one thing is there's going to be a lot of call centers calling out to people, and you have a lot of life agents that are only doing life insurance all year long. I do a little life, but I do not lead with that. And I don't spend my time focused on that. But to educate myself on a constant basis and constantly updating what is going on in the health market sector between private business and marketplace stuff, you know, I know the ins and outs of it. And I'm very passionate about it because I know that it's very hard for people.
Well, it is hard for people. It's confusing. And, you know, once you learn the ins and outs of it, there's a few moving parts. And once you get those big pieces, then you take them deeper into the micro stuff and you start helping them choose exactly what's right for them. But on the whole, a lot of people are afraid of, you know, the big deductibles and the large payments and everything. And I think that's where your slight edge comes from, because you've got choices. It's not, everything isn't for everyone.
And no,
you can really try to move
people around. I can build a plan for you. And if you are on a marketplace plan, you do have a deductible, there's something that I can give you, a plan enhancement that's going to wipe out that deductible if you wind up in a scenario. I have plans that you don't need to be on the marketplace. You can go on a more private sector. I can bundle those the way you need them. You know, I can do so many different things with the plans. It's really cool. We have a lot of products out there and it's, you know, and the other thing is, you know, guys, your healthcare is negotiable.
Yes.
Transparency. That's a big passion project of mine.
A lot of people don't know that.
I'm a part of a grassroots movement and they're helping to bring, you know, awareness to the market. That's why you see that with hospitals under the gun having to do that. If you're getting a surgery and somebody's cutting into your body, why don't you shop that out? Why don't you ask a lot of questions? Why do you just trust the first thing that they're saying to you? And this is exactly how much it's going to be. I have a client right now. They're looking at getting a knee surgery for her son and it's looking to be like $30,000. And I'm like, well, something's wrong here. You have insurance. So let's figure this out, you know?
I'm
helping her fix that instead of her winding up with this crazy bill.
So you're an advocate too, as well as, that's what I love about you, amongst many other things.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you too. And I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to jump in here with you.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for a little bit. I'm glad that you're on this week. We're going to be getting this launched pretty quick. You're coming up, I think you're number 9 or 10 actually. And 11 is tomorrow. And then we launch. So a lot of these are going to be dropping very shortly. So I'm glad that you're in here in this first big pop, because I think a lot of people need to hear what you've got to say.
I know I need to come on here and start my own.
You do. All right. Thank you very much. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you.
Well, that's another show in the bag there. Christine Kiefer with Kiefer Insurance, kieferinsurance.net. She can help you. She can help your family. She can help your employees. These days, if you've got things on your mind, you can't concentrate. One of the biggest things is, what happens if one of my kids get hurt? What's going to happen to everything I'm working for? That's what Christine protects. She protects your peace of mind and your well-being by having the right insurance, being in the right vehicle. So definitely get in touch with her if you need some help. If she can't help you, she'll recommend somebody who can. That's what I love about her. And that's our program for today. Remember, your slight edge advantage, put it down in the comment. What is it? Do you overcome adversity easily? Do you let stuff go off your back like water off a duck? Do you look like a duck on the pond, but underneath you're really just paddling faster and faster and no one can see it? And that's your slight edge advantage. What do you need help with? What do you want to get better with? Put that down there too, and let's all get better together, because we are with you right here on Slight Edge Advantage. Thanks a lot.